the Road to Health Podcast. Backroads. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Mark Sheldon, and this is the Road to Health, a podcast from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island. Welcome to our inaugural episode of Backroads, where we revisit a favorite segment from the past. Today, we're revisiting a segment from November 2022, where we discuss gratitude journaling with guest Nicole Grace from Cultivate Wellness. Now, we had this discussion in the lead up to Thanksgiving, but I think the new year is a great time to adopt this practice. Let's listen. Dear Diary, today I learned about gratitude journaling. It's a method of putting things you are thankful for into words for the purpose of mindfulness. I'm grateful for my guest, Nicole Grace, founder of Cultivate Wellness. She spent some time with me teaching me about gratitude journaling and how it can help me on my path to wellness. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
So mindfulness, how does mindfulness help people in their day-to-day settings become more productive and better people and better workers?
Yeah, it's a great question. And mindfulness, just to kind of understand what mindfulness is, it's just an awareness of what's going on right in this moment. How are you feeling? But it really helps with productivity. It helps with creativity. It helps with managing stress and interpersonal relationships. So it does really affect your day-to-day work environment, because when you work with people every day, there's going to be things that come up that are really challenging. And by having a mindful kind of understanding of what you're feeling, you can take a step back and be like, wait a minute, I need to pause here so I can address this in a way that I feel is good for me, not just reacting and have it turn kind of ugly.
Yeah, applicable in all elements of your life.
Every aspect of your life. Kids, you know, partnerships and relationships, out at the grocery store. I mean, driving through Providence, right? There's a lot of ways that you can be mindful and kind of pull yourself back from the reaction.
What about gratitude? So how does gratitude plug in to mindfulness in general?
Yeah, I think gratitude and mindfulness are very much hand in hand. Practicing gratitude is an awareness, just like mindfulness is. And when you're aware, like, we tend to look at what's going wrong, right? What happened today? Oh, this went wrong, and I had that meeting, and that person said that. And, you know, we start to kind of focus on all the negatives that happen throughout our day, and not just at work, right? Just even you stub your toe when you're going into the shower. Like, these are things that we tend to focus on, and gratitude gives us a little pause that we can pull back and say, okay, there are things that are working, right? So it gives you that awareness of what is working besides what is challenging. Because we do face challenges all day. There are things. I always say to everyone, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when things go wrong. So having a practice of gratitude allows you to see that there's not just things going wrong, there's also things going right.
Right. Yeah, I can see that, you know, we're, as a society, I mean, we've really grown to reward problem, mm-hmm. you know, problem identification mm-hmm. and solving. And really, I don't think we do enough to flex that muscle of acknowledgement that things are working.
And I think it's a matter of, like, optimism versus, I always hear a lot of, you know, just think positive, or just, you know, just be grateful for what you have, right? How many times have you heard someone say that to you? And it kind of makes me crazy, because that toxic positivity really turns people off to looking on the bright side, per se, right? That's something you hear a lot. Simon Sinek, he's an author and an influential speaker. He's all about optimism. And optimism for me is, you're looking at the glass that's half full or half empty, but it's not so much saying, okay, it's half full or half empty. You're only noticing the full part, but you're not ignoring the empty part, right? You see what I'm saying? So it's not that you ignore that there are challenges in your life, but you're choosing to focus on what is working.
I think that that's a great entry point for cynics, right? That there's room for you at the table of positivity and gratitude.
Right. And, you know, people, the whole, like we said about the toxic positivity, it turns people off.
I think we should acknowledge that the glass has water and air in it, so it's full.
It is full. You're exactly right.
So let's talk about how gratitude can manifest as journaling, or journaling can manifest gratitude. How can we use it to bring awareness? Why is it so effective?
Journaling is a practice, right? Like anything else. So if you think about how the brain, I love brain science. I'm kind of a brain science nerd when it comes to mindfulness and gratitude. Gratitude really sends a signal to your brain that releases those awesome feel-good chemicals like dopamine and serotonin. So it gives you that boost of that, oh, that feels good. So when you just think about something, yeah, that's great, and you have that boost. But if you really take the time to step back and write it down, it's that little extra. It causes you to pause, right? You're able to pause, and you have to pull out the book. You have to open the book. You have to get the pen. So there's a lot of mindfulness tied in there where you're really taking that break to consider what you are grateful for, right? So it gives you an opportunity to, again, use your brain in a different way. Sometimes when we just think things, it's not as impactful if we actually write them down. And once you start writing it down, things start to kind of trigger, and you have, oh, yeah, well, there's that too. And then there's that, right?
So
it's kind of a trickle effect.
Feedback loop,
yeah.
Where you're externalizing your, you know, something that's
absolutely
internal, that's positive, and then you're absorbing it because you're externalizing it.
And I think journals are great too to kind of go back to when things go wrong or things are really difficult, because again, this is life. Things go wrong, things are difficult. And you have this tool that you can pull out of your nightside table or your desk at work and be like, okay, I need to check in here. There's got to be some good things going on, right? Where you can flip through the pages and be like, look at all these things, right? Look at the things that have gone right or that are going right.
So let's walk through this as a practical practice.
Okay.
What's the process? Let's say I want to start journaling tonight. Where do I begin?
Well, I personally love a journal, a fresh journal. You go to the store, you buy that fresh journal, right? Like I love a pretty journal, and I might have a few hundred. No, I'm just kidding. I do have a lot of journals, right? So finding a journal that speaks to you. Is it plain? Is it a notebook? Just finding an actual tool. And that's not to say, if you are a tech person and you like virtual journals, there are virtual journals out there. There are apps that you can use that you can just journal right into your computer. So it doesn't have to be a physical journal itself, but I'm an old school writer.
You like to write
it. Yeah, I like to write it.
Paper.
Yeah, because I like to have the pretty journal and write it down. So the biggest thing, I think, for starting a practice, right, which I think is what you're asking, is getting the journal, starting small, right? A lot of things that we like to create for ourselves, whether it's a healthy eating habit, a new exercise program, being more productive at work, anything, any new habit or new skill that we want to develop, it takes practice. And it also, if you take that time to break it down into smaller chunks and then let it grow, it's going to be more successful. So I do life coaching. And then when I work with a client who wants to have this, you know, let's just use fitness because that's an easy thing. They want to start working out every day. And I say, you think every day is really going to, are you really going to be able to commit to every day? And I said, what's a more attainable goal? They're like, oh, maybe 3 times a week. I'm like, okay, if you think that's going to be, you know, something you can do, great. So I kind of relate that too into journaling, where if you say you're going to journal every day and then you don't and you miss a few days, you may not ever pick it up again because you get frustrated, you get let down, you're kind of discouraged, right? So picking up the journal 3 times a week, maybe that's your commitment. Maybe it's once on a Monday, once on a Friday, right? Knowing yourself, you have to really kind of check in and say, what do I need and what is my reality?
And when I sit down to write, is there any place I should be focusing my pen to paper activities? Is it okay to kind of freestyle it, or is that more, you know, like more of a focused thing?
It is whatever you want it to be, right? It has to work for you or you won't do it. So if you are tied yourself down to it needs to be a list, right? I'm a bullet pointer. I like to write bullet points because that's how I'm able to organize my brain that way. When I have a limited amount of time, I'd rather do it than not do it. So maybe some days you feel like writing a whole paragraph about why you're grateful for or an accomplishment that day. You're like, wow, this just felt so great. I'm going to write, you know, all about it so I can refer back to it, or I just feel like I want to, I have the time. Or maybe it's 3 bullet points. Here are the 3 things that I'm grateful for today. And it could be as simple as, I have a roof over my head, I got to work on time, I ate an apple, right? I mean, there are days when you are searching for the things that you are grateful for, right? And again, the big part of anything that you start new like this is to create a habit. And habits take time, and habits take consistency, and they take practice. So by starting small and being able to do it maybe 2 to 3 days a week, you're able to attain that. And then maybe it grows into a bigger practice of 5 days a week. Or, you know, if you miss a day, it's no big deal. It's not going to ruin your practice. So there's no right or wrong way to do it. It's all how you feel like it works for you.
Let's say I decide to make this part of my daily practice or as frequently as I can incorporate a new habit. Mm-hmm. What kind of results can I expect after I've been journaling a while? About when will you expect me to start feeling a change?
Well, immediately, really, because brain is, again, going back to the brain science piece, the brain is pretty cool, right? It can change and you can develop it and change it. We used to think the brain was done developing it at, you know, puberty, and it's not. It's a very, you've heard the neuroplasticity, you've heard of that before, where the brain can change throughout your life. And by starting a practice like this, you get that boost of those, again, those feel-good chemicals, the dopamine and the serotonin, right when you think about something that makes you feel good. So gratitude is about finding that joy. So if you are writing something down that's bringing you joy, your body and your brain are very connected. Your brain's going to say, oh, they like that. Let's send a little, ooh, that feels good, right? So right away, you'll get the feelings of that boost. But it's, you know, can be short-lived, right? The second you close that journal and your toddler comes running into the room or your boss calls, that can go poof, right? So as you continue, it does. Your brain takes time. And I always say what you focus on grows. So the more you focus on throughout your day, not even just writing in the journal, throughout your day, noticing what has worked, what has been helpful for you today, or who did you bump into that made you feel good. If you bring that attention, which is mindfulness, bring that attention to that, then you're going to have those boosts all day and your body's going to start looking for it. Your brain's going to start looking for those boosts. So as you keep continuing the practice, you will start feeling it quicker and easier.
This all sounds great, and I know I'm going to start journaling tonight. What are some other ways that folks can incorporate gratitude into their wellness protocol?
I'm a big proponent of little shifts or simple kind of ideas, how to work things into your day. I'm a type of person who will text a friend, hey, you know, I'm thinking about you. I really appreciate that conversation the other day. It not only makes me feel good, but then that makes them feel good. And that's like, I always think about the pebble in the pond. Like you say, the ripples kind of go out. I do feel like when I do something nice for someone else, it makes me feel good too. So a coworker comes in the room, you're like, you know what? Thank you so much for stepping in yesterday and helping me out when I was kind of stressed out. I didn't really know the answer to that question and you jumped in and I really appreciate it. How often do we miss opportunities to tell someone how grateful we are for what they did? As simple as, you know, they came in and they brought a muffin, or there's just so many opportunities that we miss throughout the day. As an employer, as an employee, as a manager, as a parent, as a friend, right? That if we just really slow down and say, okay, wow, that was awesome. I need to tell them that, right? It's really very simple. And maybe even starting a meeting with what's working well. So a lot of times meetings, and my husband works from home, so I hear the calls all day long, and they start right in, right? They go right in. They go right into what the problem is, and they start trying to fix it. Well, that's great, and that has to happen, right? This is business. But what is working well? Like, if we start the meeting, either what is working well, or, you know, does someone have something that they can offer that they saw that was, you know, or was someone in the room helpful in some way, right? That just creates an environment for a supportive, kind of compassionate environment. And I don't see that there's anything wrong with taking a few minutes to bring those good feelings up and then attack the problem.
Yeah, and I mean, I think a lot of the time that gets overlooked, right? And in the heat of trying to solve a problem, it's easy to forget to acknowledge that, you know, their things are working and there are elements that, you know, frequently those are celebrations of people. Mm-hmm. And that kind of acknowledgement, you know, costs nothing. It means everything.
It costs nothing, right? And mm-hmm. I always say that about being kind or being compassionate or being grateful. It doesn't cost a dime, right? It's not going to affect your bottom line as a business at all. It's actually going to increase your bottom line because there's going to be a lot of more loyalty from your employees when they say, oh, wow, they really appreciate me, right? That's a great thing to have. And I am all about the old-fashioned writing a note thing. If you're not a note writer and email works too, just send an email, right? Either to your manager or to your coworker. Just like we said, if you see them and say thank you, you can just write at the end of the year, maybe, you know, here are the things that I saw that you did really well this year. And thank you so much for supporting our organization or whatever it is. You know, you can do that with friends. You can do that with, you know, your partners. You can do that with your children. I write my kids cards all the time and they make fun of me. But I think they should know what's going well as what's been challenging.
Do you personally have a favorite way that you You like to incorporate gratitude in your day-to-day. You talked about writing notes for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
But what else do you do?
Oh, I make it my mission to practice gratitude as often as I can. And I do a lot of meditation pretty much because I'm always, you know, I have all this nervous energy that I always have. I'm a pretty high energy person. So having a meditation practice has been really helpful in kind of bringing me down. And a lot of the meditations incorporate gratitude. Almost every meditation I do mentions gratitude. You know, they don't have to, I'm not talking 25 minutes, 30 minute meditations. I'm talking 5-10 minute meditations, right? Just something to bring me back, being like, yeah, things could be a lot worse, right? I also love a journal because I wouldn't be talking here if I didn't have a journaling practice on my own. Is it consistent all the time? You know, I come and I go with it, and that's fine, and I'm okay with that. When I walk outside, I love nature. I tend to stop and really kind of notice my environment, like, oh, look at these trees. They're so beautiful. I'm so lucky to be able to be out here. And I know it sounds corny and cliche, but it really is a matter of pausing and just really looking around you in this moment. We could sit in this room and notice, you know, 5 things that we, you know, that we're lucky we have or we're grateful that we have. And again, I love writing notes. I love sending emails. There's just so many ways. It doesn't have to take a lot of effort. Any space, any time, you can look around and find something to be grateful for.
Before we're done here today, is there anything else you'd like to share, Nicole?
I just want to say this because I think that it's needs to be said that it becomes very cliche, especially this time of year, to practice gratitude. Like, you know, we talk about around the Thanksgiving table. I'm so grateful. What are you grateful for? Well, why are we waiting till Thanksgiving, right? Why are we waiting till the holidays? Like, there's an opportunity to be grateful every single day. And I know it's cliche, and I'm running this 2-week gratitude challenge on my Instagram page with some followers, and it's been really pretty cool and really helpful for me when I send them their daily prompt on what to be, you know, what they can write about to be grateful for. It's just a reminder that we don't have to wait until special occasions to tell someone or to express gratitude or notice gratitude.
Nicole, I'm grateful that you came on here today.
I'm grateful to be here.
And I really feel like this is news people can use. I think that this is something that people can apply in their day-to-day life and have it be meaningful. So thank you for coming on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
The Road to Health is a podcast from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island. It's hosted and produced by me, Mark Sheldon, and Mason M is our sound engineer, with additional support from Yasmin Diaz. Our Backroads episode guest is Nicole Grace, founder of Cultivate Wellness. Join us next week for our first full episode of the 2023 season, The Road to Resolution. Be well, be healthy, and keep your eyes on the road.